Welcome to the second full week in the month of April.
It is Monday. This is the total solar eclipse day.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Protect your eyes.
Yes.
We cannot stress that enough.
Please.
If you don't have the special glasses, do not attempt to look at it.
Yes, do not attempt to look at it.
Yeah. Lots of places to get the glasses, but exercise care when you're driving, too, because people are here from
everywhere.
All over the country and the world to see this.
Yes, they are.
You know.
They are.
And chances are they're going to go crazy.
Probably so.
Yeah. But not us. We're crazy all the time.
It's all the time.
Time for a visit with Tom and Alice, eclipse or not. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Man, when I was in town last week, it was already getting busy.
I know.
I was just like, oh my gosh. So, and I was telling Tracy, I was like, think about this. This is happening in Dallas too.
Is it?
Yes, the eclipse is going through Dallas.
Okay.
So can you just imagine?
Oh my gosh.
In a metropolitan city such as Dallas-Fort Worth,
yeah.
How it is. I know how it is here, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's too people-y.
Is Jones going to open up his stadium and sell parking spots?
I don't know, but he should.
There's money to be made.
If that's a capitalist moment, then
that's right. He's
there
gonna
it
be
is.
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it.
1975 on the state, history's oldest canary passed away in Hull, England.
Aww.
Yes, Joy was owned by Mrs. K. Ross and was an amazing 34 years old.
Well, that is a long time.
For a canary, yeah. And on this date in 1953, relatives of the great Sioux medicine man and chief Sitting Bull secretly moved his remains from Fort Yates, North Dakota, to his birthplace, the banks of the Missouri River, west of Mobridge, South Dakota. The Army had buried him at Fort Yates 62 years earlier. So Sitting Bull returned home. That's good.
Well, that's good. That's a nice ending to that. Well, on this April the 8th, it's National Empanada Day, and it's National Zoo Lovers Day. Well, I bet our cousin George Ann is celebrating
today. It's her
today.
Day, yeah.
She's been with the San Diego Zoo, I believe, 46 or 47 years.
I would think it would be closer to 50, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be.
You know, she's been there a long time.
She has been there
still
a long
very time. Active. Writes a lot of great children's books, too.
She does.
And those are available online, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are available. They're on Amazon.
Okay.
They're through the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, they're all about the zoo animals. Just perfect for small kids.
Oh, they are. They are.
Well illustrated.
But George Ann's a mover and a shaker.
She is that.
She is. I mean, she's busy. I mean, I see her Facebook posts and I'm like, man.
She's the Kathy Lee of our family.
She is. I wonder if she takes Balance of Nature.
Everybody seems to. I'm curious about the price though, you know. It's got to be sky high.
It has to be sky high.
Yeah.
Has to be. Well, 1766 on this day, the first patent is granted for a fire escape. A wicker basket on a pulley and a chain designed by a London watchmaker.
Hmm.
Well, a fire escape is...
Well, a wicker basket is flammable, though. You might
look like
a comet going to the ground.
That reminds me of a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Because those baskets are somewhat wicker, aren't they? Or they used
to be.
Yeah, they
are. Yeah, I think they are.
Used to be.
Hmm.
Well, it's funny because today is the eclipse day. In 1947, the largest recorded sunspot is observed.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I mean, when you called me last week about the news that the city of Benton was getting the Buc-ee's.
Yeah, exciting news.
Exciting news. I mean, Scotty Mack is going to be over the moon because he loves Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the 114 exit, the Haskell exit.
Yeah.
Over there by the technical school. But it made it through the Benton planning zoning committee.
Okay.
Last week. So all eyes on Buc-ee's.
That's right. It's going to be a major... advancement for Central Arkansas.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a huge, I'm telling you, if you've never been to Buc-ee's, it's an experience all in itself.
Yeah.
And they are open 24 hours a day.
And then not only are they getting that, but they're also getting a Whataburger. We're getting one in Hot Springs.
We're getting one in Hot Springs and in Malvern.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're
three of our key areas. We're excited about that.
We're very excited.
I can't wait.
We started Whataburger Wednesday last week.
Okay.
With our Whataburger promotion. Very excited to be working with them on that. And, I love Whataburger. I can't have the burger. You know, for me, it's what a chicken.
Okay.
But let me tell you my favorite thing at the Whataburger. It is the honey butter chicken biscuit for
Sounds
breakfast.
Sounds good. Oh, boy.
So they start those at 11 at night all the way through 11 the next day. So they start breakfast since they're 24 hours. So they're so yummy. And now they've got the wings that you can just get the wings in the honey butter sauce. Oh, fabulous.
1986 on this date, and in a landslide, actor Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California. I remember that.
I remember that, too.
And he could come outside from City Hall and say, stay off my lawn.
Wasn't it make my day?
That was one of his phrases.
That was one of his phrases.
But in a later movie, when he played a senior citizen, you know, he'd come out and say, get off my lawn.
Oh, Clint. Well, he's still going. He's in his 90s.
Still going.
Still directing.
Good for him.
Good for him. 1964, the Supremes record Where Did Our Love Go? 1974, Benny and the Jets by Elton John is certified gold. 1975, Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton goes gold. And in 1987, Bruce Hornsby and the Ranges album The Way It Is was certified double platinum.
If you need grass seed, we can direct you to the right spot. That's the Garland County Farmers Association, because they have the greatest variety of it, and you can buy it in any denomination you want. Ryegrass seed. Buy all of these seeds by the pound or in 50-pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
Fescue by the pound. White and red clover by the pound. Zoysia seed. Centipede seed. They've got it all.
Yes.
Your one stop. They also have fertilizers and then the handheld spreaders, too.
Yes, and they also have the straw to go on top of it if you need that.
The straw is very popular at this time of the year.
It is.
And that's the place to buy it, the Garland County Farmers Association at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
It's also where you get your Spartan mosquito. I know you just got the Canadian some.
I sure did, yeah.
Because she wanted to protect her Canadian area over there in the village.
That's true.
From the mosquitoes.
And that's... It's very effective.
It is. It's very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective. Well, born on this day, on April the 8th, 1918, former First Lady Betty Ford, 1941 singer Peggy Lennon, 1960, John Schneider turned 64 today. He was Beau Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, he's still going. I think he splits his time between Louisiana and Nashville.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And in 1966, actress Robin Wright.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5. Now, take note of this. Beginning on April the 27th, the new Saturday hours will be 7:30 until noon. But right now, they're still open until 1, but beginning on the 27th, they'll close at noon at the Farmers on Saturday at the Farmers Association. We'll see you tomorrow.